guys made roster moves today. With Scotty, are you able to say if it was a positive test?
I can't comment on that other than he's just on the COVID IL. I know I can't comment beyond that. I can't comment on that either, yeah.
With regard to the guys who were placed on that restricted list,
right? Well, I think it's a Major League Baseball / Canada rule, I believe, that when they were placed on a restricted list, it didn't allow them to come to Canada.
For the guys that you called up, Lowe obviously was starting at AAA. Is he a relief option for you?
Yeah, Lowe's going to sit in the bullpen. It's awesome that he gets his big league debut possibly here in Toronto. You know, it's great to see Kevin Smith here. There's some history, and I'm sure it'll be fun and exciting for him to be out there today.
So what have you been hearing about Castellani?
They throw the ball. I think he threw 2 days ago in an outing. With those guys that were a part of our group in spring training, they knew there was going to be opportunity to touch this club this year and have impact. And him and Logue will be down in that bullpen, and they're available.
Steven
be
the primary backup for Sean. Are you planning on having Sean catch all the games, or Steven?
There's always that flexibility and utilizing our roster. We talk about that a lot, that the versatility on this team comes into play. Steven is a part of the catching group, as well as Christian Bethencourt, who caught some games in spring training. So Murph likes to play every day.
What's it going to be like going up against a guy like Chapman for the first time?
It's fun, exciting, and I already told him that he can wait until we get out of town to, get really, really hot. So I told him he's allowed to, get a few hits here and there. I'll be happy for him, but I can't wait to watch him over there. Obviously as the infield coach last year, really proud of what his accomplishment was. I know there's a gold glove ceremony for him tomorrow, and I'm so thankful that we're here for that, and looking forward to watching him accept that award.
And then on the other side, you talked about Smith. What strides have you kind of already seen from him?
Yeah, he's acclimated to this club, to our group, really well. I'm sure he's put a lot of expectations on himself to get out of the gate, as we all do as players. But Kevin's done a great job. Made a play in the ninth the other night that kept the tying run off first base and coming to the plate. And really impressed with his demeanor. He's very professional for his age, and looking forward to watching his progress.
Do you see any kind of similarities between Chapman and Smith, or any big differences at all?
Well, I mean, they're different players. I haven't seen enough of Kevin. I saw a lot of Chappie. I'm sure I saw Chappie in college, so there's a long history with Matt and I. Matt's a very dynamic player, a very powerful athletic player, and in just a short time with Kevin, Kevin's got power, Kevin's got athleticism. He's a little younger than Chappie, and I'm sure he'll grow into those tools in the years to come.
What was your takeaway from Dalton on Sunday? Good lineup, on the road, hitter's ballpark, has that same challenge tonight here in Toronto. What did you see there that takes him to the mound tonight?
Well, I mean, there was five solid innings in Philly, if I'm right, and he mixed his pitches and kept the ball down in the zone. So we always talk about bottom third of the zone being his quadrants. I think that's where his success lies, and we're looking forward to going out and watching him tonight against another really good offensive team, right? We've played two playoff contention teams, and we understand what we're going up against, and looking forward to the challenge.
Spring training is such a different animal because guys are getting ready and working on pitches and commanding. What was different for Dalton that you saw in spring when you saw it in the game that counted?
I don't know if there was much different other than the location of the fastball and keeping the ball down. Again, you know, as you said, you guys are working on things in spring training, but really they're still competing. And so I know there are times when we give them, you know, opportunity to throw more breaking balls or, you know, now we're game planning. So that's different all in itself. When you have a game plan, when you know the lineups, when you know hitter strengths, you know, our preparation starts way before 7:07 for him, and so you know, you feel good about Dalton on the mound tonight and his chances to go out and get through this lineup.
When you McKinney at first and Brown at right, Brown at first, McKinney and Ryder, you keep moving guys around. What's that? What's that process like to make that lineup out on a daily basis? Because you're still looking for guys that they're competing. You're trying to make some decisions.
It almost sounds like you're kind of upset what I'm doing, Vince.
I'm just trying to learn what you're doing.
This guy's here.
A little critical.
Well, it gives us flexibility. Again, you know, I think if you look at the lineups, you know, Brownie's been DH. We've had several different DH opportunities tonight. Jed Lowry's playing second base. Tony Kim's playing left field. So don't ever expect the same one, maybe, Vince, all year. I don't know. It's just
you understand. I'm just trying to learn as you're trying to make decisions on a lot of players that you've got options with to do certain things.
Right. And so in that, I think it's not just about the one or two guys. It's about the collection of all eight, how they form you know, defensively, and what gives me the most flexibility throughout the game to make moves and give guys the best chance to succeed.
This team was obviously last year that got to and passed the threshold for vaccinations. Coming into this year with a lot of turnover, was there an effort by management to try to get the full roster vaccinated?
You know, in terms of the vaccination, it's obviously a personal choice, right? And one that you know, you have to respect in their decision. And you know, from that standpoint, you know, yes, it's they know the impact from maybe a team standpoint. But it doesn't take away from their mentality to be a teammate. And so it's always brought up in the beginning of the year now, because we live in this world where we, you know, there's certain rules and restrictions to, you know, people who are vaccinated and who aren't.
Having a player go on the list right before, coming on this trip, does that add any protocols or anything
No, you know, I don't know exactly all the details of the protocols, but what I do know is if you're vaccinated and you're in close contact with someone, you do not have to be removed. You do not have to start testing. On the flip side, that if you are a non-vaccinated close contact, then you test for the first 5 days following that close contact exposure.
That wouldn't affect anybody on this trip since everybody had to be vaccinated.
Everyone on this trip is vaccinated.
All right, thank you, everybody.